exercise change?
I think you always exhibit the characteristic of being motivated. But to get to a particular point, you continually have to refresh, I think. I know, for me, to get to a particular race level, it's really hard to get there, and it requires a lot of sacrifice, a lot of effort, and also a lot of pain. And so in your training, it's cyclical, isn't it? You have to do it again, 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 continually changing. So for me, now, at 50 years old, I'm having to work at that motivation to get to that level. Because I have been into the pain pot quite a few times. And that takes quite a lot of, I call it bone marrow. It sucks the bone marrow out of you when you face yourself in those situations. So when you do that 10 or 20 or 30 times, you have to pick the ones that you want to dig deep down to maintain your motivation to get that result. So for me now, I pick my races, and sometimes in a particular race, training for another race, I think, well, I don't need to dig into that today. I'm okay with a 3-hour 20 marathon. I don't need to do the 255 or something, off-road or something, or whatever it is, because it doesn't, I don't need to do that today. I'm going to save that for 3 months' time when I really need it to get to that peak.
Sure.
So to answer your question, yes, I think you always have an element of your motivation with you, but you possibly have to use it sparingly and really, really burn the fires to get you up to a good level as you get a little older. Sure. Well, that's the way I feel about it.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing that motivation, there isn't an endpoint to motivation, but as you go on, you're definitely more aware of what it takes to get to a certain point, yet it's still not easier when you're actually doing it. It doesn't become easier.
Yes.
And what you're saying is actually, as you're getting older, it's actually becoming harder.
It's becoming, it changes. Your priority system changes for me. So I can still get there, but I'm more cautious, I'm more careful about how often I wish to get there.
Okay. You're because selective, more selective.
Partly because I know I can't get there 3 times a year anymore. It would be foolish to do that. You're going to get injured. So that there's a physical reality there. And also, because you've achieved a number of those goals in the past, you know exactly what you're going to feel like. So you need to pick a dream or a goal that really you really want. So I'm not going to go into that pain pot for a relatively boring race.
It's got to be worth it.
It's got to be worth it for me, and that's personal.
Yeah.
So for me, if I'm picking a big race, like I'm doing something next year in America, I'll build towards that. And if all goes well, I am prepared to give it hell to do well in that race. But I'm not prepared to do it for a couple of the little build-up races around here. So, but the motivation still is there. It just changes a bit.